This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know what to think right now.
I don't know. It's very strange. We were just having a spirited conversation about different movies we've been watching lately, because I just voraciously slammed Kick-Ass last night.
I haven't seen it in forever.
I think we can circle back to Kick-Ass, because I don't want to lose the momentum of what just happened.
Fair.
Because T-Yak just said, do you want to repeat the whole thing or just the last movie? How much do you want to say?
So yeah, I feel like movies, I have not watched movies in a long time, and now I'm kind of trying to get back into it a little bit. And I feel
Why the hiatus? Just kids?
Kids, and yeah, we just kind of don't, it feels like we don't have time. And it's also like, at night, if we're sitting down, I want to also talk with my wife, and we eat and stuff like that. We're not just like locked into a movie. It's got to be like just throwing an old sitcom where we don't have to pay attention. We can still talk.
And
we just
still have a conversation. Yeah. I love that attitude. It's why I've said for decades, I've never understood going on a date to a movie. You're not going to engage any date. Unless you just really don't want to know that person. Like, I like to talk.
I want to see this movie. I want to sit next to you while we see this movie. Like, that's fine.
We leave the TV on mute a lot, too. We just have it on, and then it's muted, because we're not paying attention. And it's also like, some of these movies are so long. It's like, I don't have 2.5 hours tonight. Like, we have 90 minutes.
You are a victim of the new Alice music. It's like, how long are our songs now? Like, how long is Numb Little Bug? That song's like
2:38.
Yeah. God,
you are a savant.
Give
What's
or take.
The shortest song we got? Shaboozy?
No, it's, do you know it?
I don't remember. It's like 1:30 something. What is it?
Lil Boo Thang is,
yeah,
is
there we go.
Lil Boo Thang. Yeah.
It's 140 something.
That's ridiculous. That's not a song. Like 140, when I was in a band, can I just say, 140? That's the intro.
Yeah.
The singer hasn't even come out on stage yet.
Yeah. Maybe the drums will come in.
Yes! 140. Most of the first minute 40 is me like, oh, look at me. I learned a lot of guitar tricks. Anyway, so you're getting back into movies.
Yes, and I feel like they're just terrible. Like, movies are not good. And one of the ones we watched recently time.
Hold on. Everyone. Text in right now, 303-222-5423. What movie do you think T-Hack sat down and watched?
Recently.
Just the other night.
Yep.
My initial guess, even though I already know what the answer is.
Yeah.
It's something, because he's a child, everybody goes back to their high school stuff, so his is like...
You are still...
Like, Bring It On. Like, we were just talking about that, but it's... Or some stupid...
But he's seen it. And I feel like this would be one that he hasn't seen.
Eight Mile is what you said.
I do like 8 Mile. No.
Yep,
I do like what we did also, not the one that I am bringing up, but another one we sat down and watched was Remember the Titans. So you're right on there. Yeah. Classic movie, but it's pretty slow.
I always hated it.
Like watching again. It's like get to
Is
the,
that the Denzel one?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's awesome. It's great. It's a true story. It's
What's
just
the other one?
It's a little slow.
Marshall. We Are Marshall.
We Are Marshall, yeah.
Who's in that one?
Don't know. I don't think I saw that one.
Okay. Everybody dies in that one, right?
I don't know.
I think Marshall's the one where the whole team dies.
I have no idea.
Maybe. Remember the Titans is great. There's so many like awesome,
it's a beautiful
quotable
story,
lines.
Yeah.
And stuff,
it is.
But it's like,
oh, and Hayden. Yeah, you're right.
Get to the part where he goes, you blitz all night. And it's like, yeah, I got to wait an hour and a half for him to get to that.
Okay, so we've stalled long enough. We've got a lot of guesses on the stupid movie you were probably watching. Let's hear what movie you were actually watching.
It was on TV.
Listen,
not from the beginning. Yep. So. Yeah. I didn't see the whole thing, admittedly, but we tuned into 50 Shades of Grey. It was on TV. And I thought, there's been a lot of hype about this. I've been missing out.
20 years ago.
I gotta see what I'm... It's on TV. Clearly people still want this, you know? Check
that
it out.
That doesn't mean there's a lot of things on TV that people don't want.
We are still on air.
Yeah. Good luck, suckers! I just signed a new contract! Sorry. That's the weirdest way to announce that I resigned, isn't it?
Hey, kick ass! Hey! Three more years! Woo! 3 more years!
Why didn't I sign for 4 so it can be a political chant? Anyway, okay, sorry.
Yeah, so we put on 50 Shades of Grey. It was in the part right where they like meet each other.
Uh-huh.
And then he's like having... Have you seen it?
No.
All right, so I don't know. I don't need to explain it then.
I know the story, and I know a lot of women who had just... It was sort of a...
The books
it opened
were,
them back up. The books were trash. Dude.
They were trash, but good trash.
They're written like by somebody who's been in a debilitating car accident, and they wrote it with their left hand.
If you want something like profound, that's not it.
No, it's not it.
It was just entertaining. The movies sucked.
You've seen... Okay,
but
so
it's kind of like the Twilight thing, where it's they're
sexy,
so bad that they're...
He's really sexy. What do you think?
He's a creepy weirdo. He's not sexy at all.
I'm saying the actor himself. Dakota is kind of...
She's stunning.
I wouldn't have cast her, but then once I saw the stills of her, I'm like, okay, no, I get it. I get how she's the innocent one or whatever. And like
kind of the girl next door.
Yeah, and is about to just be like...
I don't know. They remind me of Twilight in the sense of they're so bad
that they're good.
See, that to me is a Hallmark movie. So bad that it's good. This was just... Like, I couldn't even like hate watch it. I couldn't even make fun of it as we were watching. It was just like, this is... My jaw was just open. I was surprised how bad it was.
Was it on TV, so it was just edited down to nothing?
Well, that's... I wonder, how much is there like nudity and stuff in it that we were missing?
Yeah. Okay. It's 50 Shades of Grey.
Well,
but nothing crazy. It's just like boobs.
That's it?
Maybe butts.
In 50 Shades?
Yeah.
Which, exactly. You'd think that movie, right, is kind of made for women. Wouldn't there be... Not boobs. There'd be...
No one
Him?
Wants to look at the Wongs? Angry worm.
Why is it angry?
I don't know.
It was lacking.
Mine's more like sad and forlorn. But I signed for 3 more years!
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.